I'm Kier from In Defense Of, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1...
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Hello and welcome to episode 40 of Better Podcasting. My name is Stephen John Drew, and with me today is the one and only Stargate Pioneer. And don't worry, his friends call him SP.
And Better Podcasting is now over the hill. It's the big 4-0. It's amazing we made it this far. But beyond that, it is awesome. It is Friday. We're excited. It is time to podcast about podcasting. I love Fridays. And I love Fridays because I get to listen to an episode of Better Podcasting, as I do on all my shows. I back listen to an episode just to check it out to make sure that we don't need to fix anything. And I listen to podcasts in the gym. And Friday's a workout day, so that's cool. And then we get to podcast about podcasting. This is great. This is wonderful. I love Fridays. Woohoo!
I am slightly less excited.
And as you can tell, Steven is playing Spock because he is so disappointed that he has not been able to see Star Trek Beyond yet. So
that's true.
He's just trying to be the unemotional Spock, and it's just not working because he is like, I don't know, 1-2% human, something like that.
Yeah, that's generous. That's very generous. But I am actually very excited about this. And today we are going to talk about fun, but we got to get through something else first, which is going to be about our contest. That's right. We are running a contest currently, which SP is going to tell you all about.
Yes, we are. We're giving away this wonderful Audio-Technica AT2005 USB / XLR microphone, or whatever the actual title is. It doesn't really matter. It's an AT2005. It's a dynamic cardioid microphone. It's got both XLR and USB. We're giving it away for free. And all you have to do is you have to get a hold of us and tell us your name and what your podcast name is. And if you don't have a podcast, tell us what you think the name of your podcast would be. That's what we're asking you to do. This podcast is by no means actually promoted or backed by Audio Technica. This is something that we're doing on our own. We have purchased this AT2005 on our own, and I will ship it to whoever wins.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I want to mention in regards to that there is that we did ask, please also tell us how you heard about us. Now, we'll accept your entry without that, but we do want to know, how did people find out about us? It's pretty important, and we'd love to know what things are working for us and what things aren't. So please include that on your entry. And if you do want to just tell us about that, you can definitely do that through a variety of ways also. So facebook.com/betterpodcasting, tweet us at betterpod. You can reach us a whole bunch of different places and just tell us. We want to know, how exactly did you hear about us? But to enter, please email contest@betterpodcasting.com. Alrighty, so on today's show, we mentioned it. We are talking about having fun. Contrary to what you might think about the lack of excitement on this show, SP and I do have fun indeed.
We do, and it's a lot of work with two hosts versus like all my other hosts are like, all of the other podcasts are like 3 hosts, 4 hosts, something like that. It's a lot of work to have just 2 people in, but regardless, it is just a bunch of fun to hobby podcast with another person or other people. Even Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox, when I have other people actually submitting segments to me, that is not, I don't consider that a solo podcast. I podcast with them, and it's just fun reading the comics with them as we go along. And having fun with hobby podcasting is essential to hobby podcasting or to actually continue podcasting, because if you're not having fun and if it's just hobby and not making any money on it, you're like, oh man, it's time to go make the donuts. And for those of you that don't get it, that's a Dunkin' Donuts commercial from the 1980s, I believe. It's always time to make the donuts, right? And you just get bogged down in it and eventually you just stop doing it. Well, we don't want to stop doing it. We want to continue to do it. So having fun, even if you don't have a shtick, and I'll call it a shtick, where Steven and I go back and forth and we joke with each other and we laugh and that sort of thing. And that's the majority of our podcast that we both actually participate in on the Gonna Geek Network. Even if you don't do that, even if it's a serious podcast, you got to have fun off air. You got to have fun joking around, enjoying the material, enjoying what you're doing. Because if you're not, it's just going to be a drag and you're going to pod fade and that's not going to be cool. So having fun is key. Now, it is a lot of work. And Steven is actually wearing one of his patented Steven John Drew shirts right now. And it's
It's not patented. Let's make that perfectly clear. I'll probably not even sue you if you knock it off. So there you go. Probably not. No guarantees.
The point is, he has made a couple of different shirts. This one says Ready, Set, Pod. There was also the other one that said absolutely everything. Rinse, repeat, podcast.
Shampoo.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're doing a weekly podcast, even if you're like Dan Carlin and you're doing like three podcasts a year that are like 4 hours long, it's still an iterative process. And it can get a little hectic from time to time. So you have to make it so that you can get through the week. Otherwise, what's the point of hobby podcasting?
Absolutely. And what you really, really do want to keep in mind when you are trying to make sure that you have fun is that, and I don't know, that sounds weird, trying to make sure that you're having fun, is that it is important from the perspective that, as my other shirt says, there's a ton of stuff involved in the podcasting process. And it really, really will dig at you if you don't have fun. Like, I know that SP, he has told me on multiple occasions that he hates doing this podcast because of all of the work he has to put into it. But he really enjoys my off podcast company.
It's all about, yeah, we go for long walks on the beach and in the moonlit walks, we hold hands and, you know, we comfort each other in the middle of the winter. No, none of that. We do have fun. Steven, how dare you say I don't have fun with this? I can't remember who actually approached the other one first, but we were both actually thinking of doing a podcast about podcasting at the same time.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, let's do it. And it was born from there. We were both interested in it really at the same time. And we just went gangbusters from there. And yeah, I like doing this. This is fun for me. And agreed. I've said that over and over again. This is fun for me. The other podcasts I do are fun. The one regret I have is sci-fi is my first love and I don't have a sci-fi podcast. So that is the one thing eventually that I will get around to doing. I did do a sci-fi podcast starting out, by the way. It was Voices of Defiance, but that show was canceled. So I'm in hiatus, basically, podcasting about sci-fi until another show comes along. And I have the headroom to do another podcast. Because remember, SP's like first rule of hobby podcasting, 2. That's all you get. 2. Don't do 5. Don't be SP. Be smarter than SP.
The max headroom? No, I'm just kidding. There's your 80s callback. But okay, you know you want to have fun. You think that it's important to have fun. And just as an FYI, this week we are going to cover fun with your hosts. Next week, we're going to talk about some personal experiences that we've had. And then the final arc we are going to talk about, or the final installment in our arc, we're going to talk about fun with your audience. Isn't that right, SB?
That's right. We have set this arc up. And really, if you have some sort of fun with your host that we don't talk about or you want to tell us about, whatever, please get a hold of us. We will talk about it in the next 2 episodes of Better Podcasting. You can, if you're viewing the YouTube, you can see all our contact information. I'll quickly go over it again. It's on Facebook, Better Podcasting. On Twitter, it's Better Pod. And our email is podcast@betterpodcasting.com.
All right. So you want to have fun with your hosts and you want to not just go for a long walk on the beach like SP and I do. So how else can you do that? Well, number one, let's just be honest. Let's be totally real between you, me, and the rest of the listeners. you have to start with your host selection. And if you do a bad job of coupling yourself with somebody else, you're not going to have fun. You're not married, but the thing is, you want to definitely be considerate. This is something that you're going to be spending, like, at the least an hour a week, probably, with this person. And you have to have the right selection and the right fit. And if you really, really do want to have that fun, you got to have that shared interest. It's got to be something that's shared. And I'll give you a bit of a non-podcast example of this. If you do any digging at all into the Mythbusters, Adam and Jamie hated each other. That's the bottom line. They didn't like each other at all, but they had that shared common interest, which is what kept them all both satisfied with the project for such a long time. Hey, really, I'm not making this stuff up. Look it up. They both did not like each other, and they never once, apparently, in the history of Mythbusters, did anything social together, but they both had the shared common interest, which is what kept them engaged with that project.
Yeah, and if you look at the original BBC Top Gear, or not the original, but what was the big Top Gear team over time, they were very different people, and they will admit it, but they will also admit that they will never work with anybody else, and they're doing a car show like Top Gear, which is why when Clarkson got fired, be honest with what happened there, the other two said, no, we're not going to do it on our own. It's either all or nothing, and because he's not here, we're going to go. And then they made the deal with Amazon, and we're still waiting for that show. But that is another example of a trio that you wouldn't think would work together, but because they were so different, they actually worked together. So you don't have to hate your co-host, by the way. You can be really good friends, but just remember, you're going to have some shared interests. And over the course of anything in your life, school, a job or whatever, if it goes 3 to 5 years at least, you're going to change individually. You're going to have different things pop up in your life during that time frame, and you're going to morph in your interests and whatever. But the core of who you are has to be the same. And if you can get along with the core of that other person or people, then that is really what you want to do. And it's like choosing between two offices. If you have two job offers and you know both individuals at the office workers at each of those places, you can go ahead and choose based on the work environment that you perceive is going to happen. And that's kind of what podcasting is like. And you are, even if it's only an hour, by the way, you are going to spend at least 50 hours a year if it's a weekly podcast with that other person. That's a lot of time. And over the years, if you perpetuate the podcast 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it gets to be 300 hours, 400 hours. You get to know each other, your ins and outs, your pluses and minuses really well. And if you just can't get along, you're not going to get along. But this is not about getting along. This is about having fun. So you have to be able to have that fun, that shared fun with your co-hosts.
Which is something that, to our next point, you want to take offline. You want to make sure that you keep in touch with your host about non-podcasting things. Those shared interests. It's definitely something that if you have those shared interests and you keep in touch afterwards, you're going to just have a fun dynamic when it comes time to podcasting. Give you an example that may or may not come from two people that rhyme with Meevan and Mayaneer. Talking about SP and I, if you look at our Hangouts chat history, have fun locating anything from anything past the last 12 hours, because it is something that him and I do chat on a regular basis about non-podcasting and podcast related things, but there's a lot of different things that we do talk about, and it keeps us having fun, because then when we get together, we have all of this history. Him and I are in two different countries, very far away. We have not ever met face to face, but we continue to have that fun dynamic, hopefully, and that fun interaction on the podcast, because we keep in touch about other really fun shared hobbies. And I'll give you an example. Before the show, he actually made a bit of a joke about Star Trek. So there you go.
I did. We might as well be on two different planets, really. I could be on Venus, I could be on Mars, whatever. There's not the great time delay, so we've worked out the faster than light communication methods, but it doesn't matter. And you can be in the same room. I have podcasted with people in the same room. I did so recently, actually.
Yeah, you did.
But you can also be a whole world away. I have listened to podcasts where one of the guests or hosts are in Australia and the other one is in Great Britain. I've actually heard podcasts that way. The audio quality on a lot of those calls are phenomenal. So you don't have to be walking down the beach hand in hand. You don't have to do that. I mean,
Really a whole world away, or would a world away be if somebody was podcasting from Mars? Because that's where I thought you were going to go with the story, and I was very disappointed when you said Australia.
How do you know I'm not on Mars? I could be on Mars, and you wouldn't know.
Okay, fair point, fair point. The other example that I want to actually give you comes to do with how the Gunna Geek Network has different podcasts. For example, there's one called the Starling Tribune, which is one that SP is on. There's also one called Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's a whole bunch of other shows on there, but I know that all of these podcasts that I've mentioned have independent groups that they all keep in touch with. For example, Starling Tribune has one that they talk about Arrow stuff quite regularly. That's content for their podcast, but it's actually just a discussion about the content itself, not about the podcast. So they keep in touch about that shared hobby. I know Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., you're always, when S.H.I.E.L.D. is on, you're talking with the girls there about the episode and also about the interactions that they've had on Twitter, stuff like that. I know there's a lot of communication over there too, isn't there, SB?
Yeah, there's communication on every single podcast I do. I do not do a podcast where I do not communicate with the other hosts. Now, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition is a little bit different, whereas we don't all communicate all that much together all the time, but we do when there is a big enough event, we're all on the same email train or we're all on the same communication. You're going to have to communicate. You're just going to have to do that. And you're going to have to keep up with the fun things that you are interested in. And let's face it, I wouldn't be doing Starling Tribune, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox, or I wouldn't have done Voices of Defiance if I wasn't interested in those topics. So it was key to find individuals that were interested in that. And I'll tell you, for Voices of Defiance, I approached some people that just flat out were not interested in starting that podcast at the beginning. And before that, I wanted to do a podcast on the sci-fi show Continuum. Couldn't find co-hosts to do that either. So you have to be interested in the topic to go forward. And that's just part of the fun, is if you're going to have to delve into in this case, TV series, entertainment, media, whatever it is, you're going to have to be interested in it, because doing a research project on something that you don't I'm just trying to think, 90210. No, I'm sorry. That's not me. I'm not going to be doing research on that show.
On the other hand, me, I'll do it. Why not?
Is that what you do in the off season with Gunna Geek?
No way. No. Gunna Geek is a 24-hour, 7 days a week experience. Sorry.
I see.
Okay, so absolutely make sure you take time to talk offline. The other thing that you want to do when it is recording time, take time to talk before the show. And where this really does come into play is it can be sort of a good way to get your wacky self out so that you have a bit more structure during your show. Because I know, like, it depends on the personalities, but I know for myself, SP and I always kid around before this show on Gunna Geek. We're always joking around quite a bit, because otherwise we would just be overly silly on the show and it wouldn't translate to the listener or viewer. It is something that we like to really just really rib each other before the shows. And it is something that I quite honestly, if I didn't do that, if I didn't even have a few minutes to do that, I would feel really off, and I would feel like I'm working rather than having fun.
Yeah. So Starling Tribune this week is a great example. It was just been, it was a long week for all three of us, Neil, Chris, and myself. It was just a long week. And we went into pre-show and we're like trying to get ready, and it's on, but we decided to go back to Blab this week. And so we're on Blab and we're just all just exhausted. And it was through the process of just getting ready to start the show that we knew that we'd have to get that banter up back and forth with each other. So we just revved it up. You can rev it up, you can rev it down, whatever you need to do. But that pre-show, just communicating back and forth with each other, just feeling that connection, just having that fun, just, hey dude, high five. Yeah, we're doing a podcast. That sort of thing. It really makes a difference. The other thing, Stephen alluded to it before, you're not married, but I said it before, you're actually spending a heck of a lot of time together. So you're going to have to be very comfortable with the other person. I mean, you're going to end up taking showers together. You're going to go on vacation. No, we don't do. Basically, if something bugs you, because that's the flip side of being married, right? Or in a long-term relationship with anybody else. If something bugs you, you can't internalize it. Because if you do, I guarantee you within 3-6 months, it's just going to explode. You're like, I'm not doing this anymore. Well, whereas if you would have just talked together, like Batman versus Superman, if those two would have just talked to each other, the movie would have been so much better. The bad guy would have been taken care of a lot easier. Dawn of Justice just failed that way. Batman and Superman, Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, just they need to get their communication skills better.
Well, exactly. Plus, you know, they would have had that moment where they went, by the way, my parents are, and then the movie would have been over. Sorry. Okay. You might not get that if you haven't seen the movie, but I haven't seen it, but I get the reference. But let's move on.
Okay. Next.
Okay. So you want to definitely be honest with each other, like SP said. And one of the reasons for that is so that you actually can make sure that you're working together within each other's comfort boundaries. Now, this can be something that is knowing each other's limits, but it can be something as sort of the wheelhouse of what they like. So if there is a particular area of the show that you're going to discuss and you know one person likes it more than the other, why not give it to the person that really, really likes it? Because they're going to have more fun with it and keep on enjoying the podcast.
That's right. And again, I'll just give you a current example, and I don't want to get into the actual topic here, but in the United States, and I know Steven's in Canada, but in the United States right now, we are in the midst of one of the most controversial election seasons that this country has possibly ever seen. So you could take that one of two ways. If your co-host is just cool about being like the late night talk show host and just going after both candidates or all four candidates or all six candidates, whatever it is, and just joking about it, that's cool. But if you have a co-host that is a staunch a defender of one of the candidates and that will just crap over another candidate over, it's just going to lead to a situation you don't want to go into. So if you can have fun poking fun at the candidates themselves and just move on, that's great. That's great. Having fun. But if you cross that boundary, it is liable to blow up in your face and cause one of those incidents where people don't talk to each other. And then 6 months later, you don't have a podcast because your co-hosts all bail on you. So that is something that is important. Another important thing is you have to get together and you have to stretch every single day together. You have to push each other's muscles and you have to do yoga together. And this is falling flat, but basically you have to be flexible.
I knew where you were going, but I wanted to see if you could get out of it. And again, this is an example of SP and I having fun, but no, flexibility is a massive important thing. In fact, it's one of the highlights that I say when it comes to hobby podcasting, if you're going to take anything away from this episode, it's this. It's the flexibility, because the flexibility is going to keep you churning as a hobby podcaster. We talked about it before briefly, but if you're in a situation where you're now moving mountains to get your episode together or out or whatever, it stops being fun, because now you're rearranging the rest of your life in order to do this hobby. But if you're flexible together and you end up both being a little bit dynamic as far as, okay, like I'll give you an example. Today, I had at work something come up which kept me at work an extra 15 minutes. We had to push the recording 15 minutes late. SP was very flexible on that. It made it a lot less stressful for me and let me continue having fun, because I was concerned about it. When I got held up for 15 minutes, I was like, oh, shoot, I hope I'm not screwing up SP's night. But he was pretty cool about it.
I podcasted with people that are like, okay, we need to start at this time and we're done at this time. And that's it. That's all the time I have for you. And I'm in and out. And that's fine, because that is your agreement. That's, you do that and you move on. But I podcasted with other people that show up like a half an hour late and you just know that. So you start a half an hour earlier than you need to, and you just move on with life. But the key, I've had family emergencies arise during the podcast before, and I've literally had to leave podcasting. And okay, if you're doing a live show, that's part of doing a live show, but to have that understanding from your co-host and just move on, that's great. And if you're doing like a business podcast, a professional podcast, and we're not doing that, we're talking about hobby podcasting, but if you're doing that, you might get a, hey, look, you know, this is work. I don't care what's going on. Unless somebody died, you need to stay in that chair. And some people are like that in real life. So you need to be more flexible than that in hobby, because this is a hobby. If something comes up, if you're playing a baseball game and you're like, mom needs you because the roof caved in or something, you're going to go help your mom. You're not going to stay there at the baseball game. So that's just an example.
Exactly. The other side of flexibility is as far as the show goes, like the actual content, because you might be in a situation where there was a subject scheduled and 2 days before something comes up in your other life and now you're really not okay talking about it. Well, if you have hosts and an environment that is flexible, it's going to make you have fun rather than trying to work your way through a subject that you're the entire time biting your tongue or gritting your teeth, not wanting to talk about. Or maybe it's an emotional reason as well. Something's happened that you're just holding back the tears. Flexibility is going to be huge in that regard too.
Yeah. And another thing, oh, Stephen, I'm sorry, what I just did there is I simulated a technical issue, and I know it didn't turn out really great, but okay. Anyway, the point is tech problems happen. They happen all the time. On Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week, we tried a new streaming service, Fire Talk from Blab. It was just as horrendous, if not more horrendous than Blab was, although Blab also stunk this week on Starling Tribune. So tech problems come up and you just work through them. And if you might get frustrated, like, oh no, here we go again, but at least you strive for answers together. You work through the problem together. Just like Apollo 13, work the problem, get it done. And that's just the mindset that you're going to need to have fun podcasting versus like, I quit and just walk away, which, you know, it does happen from time to time. Let's face it. It's like, oh, we just can't go today. Like Steven, when you had your Windows 10 problems, you're like, okay, we just need to call this off. Yeah. I'm going to geek. That happened before.
Yeah.
And we were all fine. We're like, okay, don't worry about it. We'll come back next week. It's no big deal. And that sort of working through the problem, working through the tech together, having other people where you can bounce ideas off of, you might not consider that fun. For Steven and I, it is fun, but even if it isn't fun for you, if you just work together and you realize it might be fun for somebody else and that's why they're doing podcasting, then you should just roll from there and you can go back to having the kind of fun that you want to have and just be patient and work through it. Now, tech problems for some people is fun. Like Steven and I, we have bought an enormous amount of gear to podcast, right? We don't recommend that you start off with all this stuff. We recommend a simple ATR 2100 or AT2005, by which, hey, remember guys, we're giving one away right here. And the two microphones Steven is holding up right now too. That's all you need. But if you like tech, if you like the gear, if you like trying out new things, like if you do a tech podcast, like our friend Suncast, he does Tech News Weekly, right? That's fun for him. Jim Collison, he does a bunch of like home server shows and stuff like that. Tech is fun for him. So that is, you can roll with that. You don't have to be techie to podcast, but if dealing with the tech is fun, then have fun with it.
Yeah. And like SP said, you really don't have to be techie to podcast. He's a real world example of that. He's not techie at all. He needs to, you know, the VCR is 12 o'clock. That's his house. No, you know what that was? That was a good-natured joke that I made because I knew that SP could do it. And that's our next point, is that good-natured jokes can definitely help. And that is something that, you got to know each other's limits and definitely work within it. And I know that that wasn't really that good of a joke, so it would be okay with SP. So I hope.
I don't know, man. I'm getting kind of old. There's some tech things I just don't get, like the whole Xbox Live account thing with the family. That's just driving me wild because we got multiple different Xbox 360s, Xbox Ones, whatever. So actually, you're telling the truth of something that actually happened this afternoon. So,
well, now I just feel like you know what? So
no, it's all right. It's all right. Collaborate and graduate. Let's have fun and let's get it done.
Yeah, but jokes are definitely something that can be fun, and they can be of a variety of levels. For example, on episode 150 of the GunnaGeek.com show, I ended up doing a fake award show, and within the award show, it was actually, the award show itself was almost a joke on the host, because they didn't know about it. I did it for them as a surprise last minute, and it was a joke in itself because of that. But then I had each person on the podcast, quote unquote, win an award. So again, really important podcast awards. And I ended up making them so that they were always a piece of humor that was to do with their history on the show. For example, SP's was the best at promoting a podcast, casual promotion placement, I believe it was, because he has a variety of times on the Gunna Geek show where he ends up just casually talking about name dropping one of his podcasts and promoting it and then going on with the subject at hand. So that was the joke that I made for him. For me, I do terrible, terrible singing on that show occasionally. That's what I made myself. So I made a joke about myself too. And it was just about the jokes that we had, and it made for a fun episode. And we got a lot of good feedback from that, from the listeners on that.
Yeah, it was really fun, and it was not only fun, it was the core of what GunnaGeek.com podcast is all about. So it was really cool. And Steven, thank you again for putting that together. It was really cool. Now, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., an example of something that we do in the summer here, and I'm bringing this up because Suncast brought it up in the chat, is he said having a guest on can be fun because it can bring a different perspective and bring a different opinion, and it could just bring another body in there to talk about the subject in a different way. And on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., what we do is in the summer, we have been going over Daredevil the last 2 years. On Sterling Tribune, we're doing Legends of Tomorrow, and both those shows are not about that. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Sterling Tribune is about Arrow, the CW show Arrow, about the Green Arrow. So during the summer on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., what we do is we're bringing guests to talk about Daredevil because A, there's a lot of interest in Daredevil, and B, we just want to have fun. It's summer. Let's have fun. Let's go to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. summer camp and have people in and just have fun. So that's just another way that you can liven up your podcast and have fun. And in the end, having fun is key to transitioning into a well-oiled final product. You don't have to laugh and have jokes back and forth like we do. But if you don't have fun with your other hosts, it's just going to translate into a product that isn't as good because you're not really invested in it. It's not fun for you. And it's more like work. And then eventually you're just going to cut off. And let's face it, podcasting is hard. I had no idea how hard podcasting was going to be when I started, but I knew I wanted to try it because I knew it was something that I always wanted to do from way back in the barn, listening to WCCO 830 talk radio and wanting a talk radio about Star Trek. And eventually that might be what we get, but it's not what we have now. We have to do podcasts. So there you go. So yes, all the stuff that we talked about translates into a great end product.
Absolutely. Laughter is infectious in a lot of ways. And if you're having laughter and fun on your podcast, your listeners will love it too. You know, there's a lot of shows out there, both podcasts and not podcasts, where the production value isn't that of some of the competitors. But when there's a crew that is having fun, it is absolutely translating to that final product, and the listeners and viewers love it. So that's going to conclude actually today's topic of fun with your hosts. And we hope that we've highlighted a couple of things. Maybe you're in a situation that you're thinking, I'm not having that much fun. Or maybe you're in a situation where you're like, I'm having fun, but I want to keep things going. Hopefully this has helped you identify a couple of the different areas and you can continue to enjoy your podcast, because that is important as the hobby podcaster. You must enjoy your podcast. You're not being paid.
No, not as a hobby podcaster. Maybe you are just a little bit enough to keep the lights on, so to speak. But yeah, if you're having fun and we have not talked about how you have fun, please, again, get a hold of us. We would love to talk about it on the show.
Before we go on to our Better Podcasting download, I want to remind everybody that we are indeed part of the Gunna Geek Network, and another show that is on the Gunna Geek Network, one that may not use this week's episode content, because he does it by himself. It's Nerd Alert News. Nerd Alert News is Chris Farrell. We've had him on here before. His solo podcast. And he talks about all nerdy news of the week. And you could definitely check out in episode 47, Nintendo's NX Revolution. And he's going to talk a little bit about the Nintendo NX rumors that have been hitting the intersphere. Well, the interwebs, whatever you want to call it. Check that out in episode 47 of Nerd Alert News at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. All right, let's go into the download. Here we go.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting Download.
All right, we have a very interesting download, one that is sort of pre-recorded this week, but sort of not. I guess it is pre-recorded, but it's hitting the interwebs for the first time via our live stream right now. This is the first time anybody other than SP, Chris, and myself have seen this. And this is something that has been in the making for a very, very long time. I'll give you a bit of a hint. It has to do with six items that you regularly find behind me on all of my video shows that I do.
Lights? Six lights?
Nope. There's not six lights. Well, I don't know.
Are there only four lights?
There are only four lights.
Yeah, okay.
There's your Star Trek reference. So, this is a mic shootout. I've talked about it since, like, probably the second episode on here. In fact, it was actually referenced in the clip show we put out a few weeks ago. I've been talking about it on Gunna Geek for, like, a year. And what it is, yes, all of my microphones, I have pre-recorded a shootout. And I'm going to post it to GunnaGeek.com. By the time you hear this, it will be posted and you will be able to go and chime in about the microphones. Now, here's the fun thing about it is I've actually done it as a blind test. So you don't see the microphone. It is blocked by a classic 90s-esque blocking method, which you'll have to watch the video to find out what that is. And you don't see the microphone. And what I want people to do is chime in about the microphones. I want them to tell me which is their favorite microphone and which do they like the least. So out of all six microphones, and we call them 1 through 6, which do you like the most and which you like the least, and some comments why. Now, here's the real fun part. Should you choose to, you don't have to fill this part out. Who wants you to pick which do you think is which? And as a reminder, the microphones that are going to be in there is the Behringer XM1800S, the Shure SM58, the Audio-Technica AT2005 and its little brother, the ATR2100, the Blue Encore 100, and the Sennheiser E835. So you'll actually be able to see that list on the website as well. Download the WAV file if you want to download the uncompressed version. You could download the MP4 if you want to see the video without the YouTube compression. So you'll be able to absolutely get all of those there at geeks.link/shootout. And that will be available on the Gunna Geek website. Want you to definitely watch that, listen to that, and chime in. You can definitely email me as well if you'd rather, but there will be a handy dandy form on the GunnaGeek.com site. And we want to go ahead and just jump right into the comparison where it is absolutely blocked. You do not know which microphone is which, and we're going to debut that here and then go ahead and just watch the whole video at a later date if you want on the GunnaGeek website. SP, anything else I should throw in here before I hit play?
Well, first of all, don't throw the microphones unless it's the Russomatic, which is not involved in this test. So there you go. But yeah, I am just curious as to what people think. So let's roll the tape.
Actually, there's one more thing, SP, that I should preface before we hit play. You're going to actually see the mic script and shootout twice. It's going to be looped back to back. On the first time, what I've done is I've just simply taken the levels and I've balanced them out. They're all recorded with the same gain, and I've done it at a position that it's okay, and there's no clipping or anything like that. And then I just slightly in post-production made sure that they were level. And then on the second loop, I've applied what's called G-Max. It's essentially a compression plugin, so you can hear how they sound in their raw form and compressed. And then there'll be a second test, which you'll see introduced via the pre-recorded, Stephen. So let's get into it for real this time. Here we go. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number one. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number one. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number two. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number two. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number three. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number three. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number four. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number four. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number five. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number five. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number six. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number six. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number one. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number one. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number two. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number two. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number three. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number three. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number four. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number four. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number five. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number five. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number six. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number six. All right, that concludes test number one. And just to recap, the first loop, you heard everything pretty much as it was recorded, just a little bit of level setting in post-production, make sure they are all operating at approximately the same level. The second loop was with a sort of compression plugin, G-Max, applied, so that way you could hear what would it sound like if I did run it through something like G-Max. Now, what is test number two going to be? Test number two is going to be rejection. I know it's something that, if you're like me, you're very familiar with rejection. No, I'm kidding. What it is rejection, like noise rejection. Off camera, you can't see it, but I have a pair of speakers that I put fairly close to the wall that's to my right here. I've got probably like 10 feet to my right. That is something that the wall isn't right next to me, but it's enough away. And I've pointed the speakers towards the wall, and you're going to hear this. That's right, that's the Better Podcasting theme music. I've got it playing just a little lightly, enough that you can kind of hear it, but enough that it might pick up on the microphone, it might not. So let's see, what are we going to hear? We don't know. I haven't heard this yet. Are you going to hear the Better Podcasting music? And if so, at what level? And it's going to operate the exact same way that the first test was, the first loop. It'll just be set post-production the same level. The second loop, G-Max, will be applied. So let's get into it and let's find out, can you hear it? Can you not hear it? Your guess is as good as mine. Let's go. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number one. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number one. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number two. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number two. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number three. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number three. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number four. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number four. My name is Stephen Jondrew, and this is microphone number five. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number five.
My name is Steven Jondrew, and this is microphone number 6. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number 6. My name is Steven Jondrew, and this is microphone number 1. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number 1. My name is Steven Jondrew, and this is microphone number 2. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number 2. My name is Steven Jondrew, and this is microphone number 3. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number 3. My name is Steven Jondrew, and this is microphone number 4. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number 4. My name is Steven Jondrew, and this is microphone number 5. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number 5. My name is Steven Jondrew, and this is microphone number 6. The microphone goes directly into the Zoom H6. This concludes the test of microphone number 6.
So there you go. That is going to go ahead and wrap up the debut of the shootout, which I have to say, it turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to. And I can't wait to hear what people have to say. Go to geeks.link/shootout. That is absolutely where you're going to be able to find it. And chime in there, geeks.link/shootout, or just go to gunnageek.com. It'll be there for a while. I'm sure it'll actually probably be there. And in about a month, I will release the results. I want to say something as well. In our chat, we had a friend of the show, Suncast, asking comments and alluding to the fact that SP knew which mic was which. And no, that is not true. I am the only one that at this point knows which microphone is which microphone behind the wonderful 90s-inspired blocking device. And I look forward to releasing it at a later date. SP is actually going to participate in this a little bit. Being totally honest with you viewers and listeners, I will probably let him in on the results before I release it to the public. But before he knows, he's going to write a bit of qualities information that we can lock up until the show that we do release the results. And he's going to participate himself, give a little bit of feedback on each microphone, and it will be a lot of fun to hear what he thinks about it. I wish I could do it myself, but sadly I can't edit and erase my memory. The Men in Black took back that device.
That's right. I do not know which mic is which. I have heard all 6 microphones before, so I might have an advantage of knowing like the qualities of the mic or not, but I'm not going to approach it that way. I'm going to approach it by actually writing about the attributes of the microphones as I heard them blind, and then we'll see how they go. I would have had it done this week, except for it's just been a crazy week, so just going to have to wait. We'll hopefully get my comments in next week or the week after, and we'll go from there. But most importantly, we want to know what you think. So make sure you listen to the good files. Make sure before you start actually commenting on the survey, as it were, because you don't want to back yourself into a corner. And just make sure that you, if you're really going to listen to these, go ahead and listen to them and have your comments based on the good files. Now, Suncast in the chat said, hey, they're all listenable. Yeah, I'll have to agree. There's not one of the bunch where I could say I couldn't hear what the person was saying. Now, would I want all 6 to be my microphone that I listen to somebody all time for weeks and weeks and weeks on end? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Just I'm not going to make any judgments now.
No.
We'll see.
The other thing I wanted to highlight here before we do move on past this is every microphone does sound different with different voices as well. Every microphone sounds different via different recorders. The first time I ever did anything remotely close to this was by my old recorder, my old Cakewalk FA66, and it did sound different than the one I did this on, the Zoom H6. So very interested to see what people have to say and give the feedback. But that's all we're going to do in regard to this here. Please do absolutely watch the whole video and check everything out again at geeks.link/shootout. And you can absolutely chime in there and give me your thoughts. You can tweet me, whatever, however else you want as well. But there's a whole bunch of information there. And you can definitely download the raw files also, because I want to give everybody the fair chance to analyze and dissect.
Yeah. And talking about everybody else, we have some comments from other people, don't we?
We did. Do. Did? Let's just do it. Here we go.
Steven
right.
just invented a word. He invented a word. Do it.
Man, if there was a dictionary for the Stevenisms, you would have to have a very large dictionary.
Doorstop.
All right. So we actually had a very interesting comment that we thought we should talk about here because it might be something that other people will encounter along the way. Unfortunately, it's a rocky road sort of comment, and it is from Scott Smith. And Scott Smith asked about a recording problem. SP, what did he have to say?
He did. He is actually watching in the chat right now. So, Scott, if you have anything else to add, now is the time. In our Better Podcasting Facebook page, he posted, "I committed the cardinal sin of allowing my Skype interviewee to be way too loud. And she peaked during the whole interview." Kind of sounds like my ex-wife, actually. "The interview is understandable, but it sounds pretty bad. I have not been able to find a way to fix it on Audacity. I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask anyway. Is there anything I can do to make this interview sound better? Thanks."
So here's the number one thing. When you lose audio and you clip, there is no way that you're going to 100% recover it. However, there are some ways that you can salvage it, maybe. And the first thing that I want to just mention is there are indeed plugins in softwares that you can get. Some of them are plugins that are VST plugins. Some of them are ones that are in software like Adobe Audition, where they're actually part of it. Now, my experience is that it's a mixed bag on results. I had a situation where I tried to recover some peakness and some clipping, and it didn't work out. On the other hand, I know people who have used it several times to recover some of that. So there is a way that some plugins will do it, but you're never going to be 100% as if you just hadn't clipped at all.
Yeah, there is a clip fix in Audacity as well. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So once you get, and that's why we try to strive for good audio right off the bat. But I know, Scott, that's not where you're at. So we won't delve into that right now. But once you get that audio, there's only so much even the big professionals you can do. It's not like you see on TV with like the FBI or the CIA or forensic analysis or whatever. It actually takes a heck of a lot of work to individually go into each waveform and try to change it back to what would be understandable speech. And if you wanted to do that for a podcast, it would take hours and hours and hours and weeks and maybe months and months, depending on the length of the show. And you'd spend a lot of money doing it. So could you do it yourself if you knew how to do it? Maybe, but is it really worth it? I don't know. You might want to go back and re-record the interview if possible. You might just want to say, hey, look, it's bad audio quality. This is what I got. And this is what we're going to go forward with, at least for this episode. And we'll try to get her back on the show again in the future. And when you're recording, and I know Scott actually flubbed through a couple of these steps, and this has happened to us too, is that one, I know he uses the Zoom H6, and that does have the ability to do a second track at 20 dB lower. So yeah, that is a possibility if the audio isn't hot coming into it. Because if the audio is hot coming into it and you're recording normal, it's not going to help. Number two is to have a secondary recording going with a Skype recorder, maybe, if the interview is over Skype in addition to your Zoom H6. Or I believe in his particular case, he didn't press record on the Zoom. That's what happened. So that was the problem. And then always monitor from your recording source. And that way you can at least hear if it's clipping or not. And even if it's another source that you're actually recording on, in his case, the Skype recorder, then you can ultimately hear it through the portable digital recorder in his case. So if you have at least two recording methods going, that's great. And if you're streaming like we are right now, Stephen, we have to count at one point in the time. I think we've got 7 or 8 different recording methods going on this show right now.
I think so. I think it's something like that. And hopefully one of them will turn out. And I actually want to share an example of that. What I was referring to was actually an episode of Gonna Geek recently. And I know he's just going to hate how much I'm name dropping him today, but Suncast was actually on it. And there was an issue that happened on his end with the recording. So I had to go to my end, and I may have bumped the gain button, gain knob, and had him clipping on my end. But here's the thing. One of my backup sources, which was the video file, actually sounded fine. So I went to that, and it took a little bit of work because the track that was recorded had him, Chris, and I think it was SP that week. It had everybody all together. So I had to go and I had to basically extract all the way along what he said. But here's the thing. It made my life actually pretty easy still having that clipping track, because in Audition, I was able to go and look, when is at Suncast speaking? Okay, now take that section from the video file. So I was able to recover it through a backup recording. So the backup and backups can definitely help you with this sort of thing. The other way that would have saved myself would have absolutely been monitoring through the H6. Now, I still don't do that for reasons that I'll just leave offline, but honestly, if you can do that, it is a huge benefit. One of my reasons I don't is just to do with my setup. I will not get into the details because it will just be super confusing, but if you absolutely can monitor through your recorder, do it, because that will pretty much guarantee that this doesn't happen.
Yep. And that's why I monitor through my recorder, because I've had it happen before. And Scott in the Facebook live chat said, we did have to redo the interview. It was only 20 minutes. I won't let it happen again. Well, never say never, but yeah, I appreciate your diligence.
Absolutely. And we want to know, what do you have to say? As we mentioned, you can contact us a variety of ways, including facebook.com/betterpodcasting. You can tweet us at betterpod. And when all else fails, just email podcast@betterpodcasting.com. And while you're emailing, why don't you email contest@betterpodcasting.com for that lovely Audio Technica AT2005 and get yourself an entry in there.
Yep, absolutely. We love to hear how you found out about us, or your name and your podcast, or both together, preferably. So go ahead and do that. And oh, by the way, Stephen, we have to give kudos to Audio Racks, you know, the wonderful company that made the rack that I have my 2 DBX 286Ss in, my MDX 2600 Behringer compressor, and my switch is all done by Audio Racks. That's AUDIORAX.com. If you have mountable audio components, please go check them out. It's great stuff. And use the coupon code BETTERPOD10. That'll get you 10% off. To my knowledge, it is the only coupon code that they take. So have fun with
that. Yeah, and whenever we talk about them, we just want to reiterate that we're not actually sponsored by them. It was something that SP seeked out because he knew there was hobby podcasters who wanted to buy that sort of stuff. So he did seek that out, and that's why we do mention it from time to time, because maybe you haven't heard us talk about them before, and we want to make sure that you can save yourself a bit of money and get yourself, it is a quality piece of furniture.
And or audio or podcasting gear rig or whatever. And that's the thing, is my office is available to anybody. Like, we have company over, whatever, we keep the door open, and this just makes it nice and neat and looks good for the wife, so to speak. So you do spend some money at it. And if you're handy yourself, you know, you can make your own like Steven did. But I just wanted it to match my furniture. So that's why I went with them.
Absolutely. But that is going to go ahead and take us to the end of Better Podcasting. So for episode 40, wow, 40 already. I'm Stephen John Drew, looking forward to your feedback on the mic shootout.
And I'm SP. I'm still older than the podcast.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.